welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I
but patiently I will wait. I will move ahead, bold and confident, taking every step in obedience while I'm waiting.
beautiful in His eyes.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be Jesus, we praise you, we praise you, we worship you. You are our everything, my Lord Jesus. We just want to be with you forever, for eternity in heaven. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise you. I praise you. I worship you. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and the Holy Spirit our guide. All being watched over by Abba Father, our Creator, our Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for creating us. Thank you for choosing us for a time such as this. Thank you for putting us in each other's lives here at Rapture Centric Church so we can love on each other and support each other, be there for each other, and however we need each other, and cling together, holding on to you, Lord Jesus, while we wait for you to come elopture us home into your arms. And the elopture, Lord Jesus, we can't wait to elope with you and be your elopture brides. We love you, Jesus. Love you, Father God, or Abba. Love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you all for sending your Holy Spirit to live within us and to guide us and counsel us and help us and love us, to be our friend. We love you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Love you, Abba. Love you, Lord Jesus. Love you, Holy Spirit. Let's see. It's September 1st. Already September. Crazy. I lift up my rapture-centric church to you, Lord Jesus, myself, my family. I lift up myself and my family along with the rapture-centric church and their families. And I ask, Lord Jesus, continue showering us with your peace, with your comfort, with your understanding, with your wisdom, with your knowledge, with your truth, with your favor and blessings. Thank you for healing us anyway, in any way that we need to be healed. Thank you for your support. Thank you for keeping us on your, to do your will and on the path of righteousness, pleasing, doing things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us our sin. Have mercy on our souls. Thank you. Thank you for putting us together as a family. Thank you for supplying our needs according to your word. My God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. You are amazing. Thank you for our patience, showering us your patience. We're trying to be patient. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You are coming at any second, any day, any minute, any second, any minute, any hour, any day. And one day, all the days that have passed were just one day, one second, one minute, one hour closer to you, Lord Jesus, closer to the time of your appearing. Thank you all for sending your son Jesus to come get his bride today. Flower. As we say at Rapture Centric Church, flower, meaning today. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So everyone, let us put on the full armor of God, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. It's very, very important. And as Mama Pat can testify to a few weeks ago. All right, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And let's do Psalm 91. More protection, more promises for us. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. This faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Excuse me, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the great lion and the serpent. You will trample the great lion and serpent, because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 100 and Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Psalm 27. A couple more things I'm going to read. And while I'm looking for this, I want to welcome Jerry to chat. Welcome, Jerry, to chat. Love you, Jerry. And there's a guest. Welcome, guest, to chat. Love you, guest. One of our guests poofed. We had two guests and Jerry. So we have one guest and Jerry. Welcome to chat. All right, Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you knew it completely, O Lord. You hear me. In, behind, and before. I'm trying to read this in the light. I'm trying to read this in the dark. Oh, you hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark unto you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is a light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. All the days adorned for me were written in your book before one came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If you would only slay the wicked, O God, away from me, the bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And lead me in the way everlasting. Phew. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Psalm 139. And then let us do Ephesians 1, actually. 1 through. I believe it is 1 through 14. And we're starting with 3. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he's freely given in us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when times that will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, was a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was Ephesians 1, 3 through 8, 14, I believe I said. So, well, I'm going to just read one more because it's 2 Timothy 6. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to who have longed for his appearing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. 2 Timothy 6. So, I had a crazy dream, a fast dream, short dream. It probably doesn't mean anything. But I dreamt I was 1 month pregnant. And for some reason I was thinking I would be due in April. There are two people that I work with. One's wife is pregnant, and then one is pregnant that I work with, and they're both due in February. So I was thinking, oh, okay, so I'm due like in April, a couple months after they have their children, which is weird. I don't know if it means anything, but yes, I do. I dreamt I was 1 month pregnant, and I was excited about it. I was happy about it. So there you have it. There's my dream. And Jerry, let's read what Jerry was told by the Lord to put into our blog, our little paragraph. Of course, we did have our, was it yesterday? Yes, we did have, I guess it was technically 31st for us and the first for some, but we did have that Ring of Fire blood moon over Africa area, which I saw someone had posted. All right, so this is the title page for today's show, or today's church. That which is impure is tested. That which is pure is proven. Therein resides the peace of God. Genesis 9:10. When with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, and all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. 1 Samuel 8:4. So the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. He said, after receiving the verse, I looked up the name meaning Samuel equals in the context of 1 Samuel. God heard, granted. Ramah equals high, lofty place. The verse reads, so that all the elders of Israel assembled together to God granted at a lofty place. And then Samuel was the grandson of Issachar, who is a powerful ass stretching out in the midst of the sheepfold. Asses are powerful protectors against predators in nature. So thank you, Abba. Thank you, Jerry, for explaining all this. Of course, Issachar is the donkey in the Bible as well, because sometimes we call RCC the donkey tribe. Thank you. And I have, I believe this is Mish Mish. Hello? You're unmuted. Is this you, Michelle? You're unmuted. Is this, who is this? Jason? Is it Michelle? Is it a mystery guest? Whoever you are unmuted. Unless you're at work, Mishmish, and you cannot talk. Let me just see if it's your number. Yes, it is your number. Maybe you're at work and you're just listening. But if you're not, Michelle, you're unmuted. Let's see, I don't really have much more, although there's, like, of course, our group and some others are getting the 2nd of September, which is tomorrow. And of course, that's technically, from what I hear, Rosh Hashanah, because of, even though some calendars say it is October. Well, that's because they added a month because of leap year, but technically it's still, we would still be in September. So, let me see, Jerry said something about how one of the calendars went back. He said the Torah calendar has changed the month it declares as the 7th month to October. This is highly noteworthy. Clearly, the anticipation this month is related to this change. How could they justify their dogmatic fixation on the rules and change within a few days of the most important calendar day of the year? He says, I draw no conclusions. Also, I want to make people aware of this, that the change in the last, where that this has changed in the last day or so. And he said, anyone hearing my last show for the first time could go there and not see what has been a matter of record for quite a while. Just saying, for your information. Thank you, Jerry. So, let's see if anything's going on in chat. Nothing in chat. So, Mishmish, you're unmuted. You might be at work, like I said. So, if you're at work and you're just listening, it's all good. I'm going to text you right now, Mishmish, to see. You're at work. In the meantime, I will play a song. This is it. This is it. We are going home. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I really do believe it is the final countdown. We are in the last seconds, minutes, hours, days on Earth. So Mishmish is at work. Don't tell anybody. Michelle's at work. She's listening. So I'm going to play a song, another song or two before I close it out so Michelle has something to listen to while she's working. Love you, Mishmish. Welcome.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment,
Jesus, and I can't wait to dance at our wedding, and every day, it'd be great to dance to that song. What a beautiful song. All right, and finally,
at last. are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I thank you.
Love you all. God bless you. I will see you all in the air. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Abba Father. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for everything. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. I love you, my RCC family. We're going home to Jesus.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt, and you can help.